Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This guy for halftime.
Well, I was going to say later on this week on Radio Row, Rick Astley's going to join us, baby, here in Phoenix.
Quite possibly.
Yeah, we're excited to be live talking Super Bowl as the Chiefs get ready to take on the Philadelphia Eagles. We're less than a week away, Josh. I don't know about you, but I sure as hell enjoyed the kind of the dead weekend, enjoyed that weekend off, and I felt like
I did not Pro Bowl.
You know, in the sports world, because I had also a realization that as we sit here as the final week of the NFL season, Sundays are going to bite the big one until baseball gets going. I guess we'll have a little NCAA tournament action mixed in. But yesterday was that true taste of, now that the NFL is over, what the hell am I going to watch on Sunday? And I was resigned to either the NBA or NASCAR, neither of which really tickled my fancy. Yesterday, but it's good to be talking Super Bowl. Good to be live talking Super
Apparently
Bowl.
Apparently, you didn't catch PBA bowling.
I did. I saw a little of that. Right. I did see a little bit of that on there the other day. I watched on Sunday. Yes, I did. Yes.
I don't know how long it aired. And it wasn't even like a full game. I don't know if more aired, but I happened to flip it on for some weird reason and caught like the last like four or five frames. Like, right. I'll watch this. Why not?
You know what, it was the U.S. Open, I guess. Right. It was a pretty big event. And that guy, Lou Whitaker, who bowls all the time, who Patrick Mahomes put up the gif of last week when they beat the Cincinnati Bengals. Who's that big bowler that everybody knows? If you said his name, I would definitely know who
Pete
it is.
Pete Weber.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. He wasn't there. No. He had a thing or something like that. So he missed the U.S. Open. So after I found out Pete Weber wasn't there, I was like,
I watched the whole thing. And then they were going to something else. Oh, they were going to their NASCAR pregame 5 hours early.
Is that what they were doing? Yes.
And so the poor dude that won is holding up the trophy, and he's kind of mic'd up, and he's thanking everybody, and they're talking over him, wrapping up the broadcast. He's trying to get all his sponsors in, you know? And I was like, wow, they didn't give this guy any time. He's holding the trophy up. This is unbelievable. I got a lot of people to thank, blah, blah, blah. And they go, all right, that'll do it for our coverage, and blah, blah, blah. We're going to send it out to Fox,
right?
And, to the Clash of the Coliseum.
So that's what we were resigned to yesterday. Yeah. Fox showing us bowling and NASCAR.
Yeah, we got to
get football year round.
And I don't know. I kind of duck in and out of the Pro Bowl stuff, but
I don't know that I ever ducked into that stuff.
But it was literally like 30 seconds, and I'm out. 30 seconds, and I'm out. And I didn't want to watch flag football. I saw they came back from halftime. It was 20-20 or something like that. I'm like, I don't want to see this.
No, they just played like two halves, I thought. Because I turned it on.
They came back and it was like second half. It was 20-20. And I'm like, they're playing two halves of this? They actually went in for a halftime? I don't know.
Three games. Flag football games. And then the last game.
Maybe that's what it was. They were on the second game or something. I don't know.
The last game, they took the total combined points of all the exercises and activities. And then that's how they played the score. So it was 21 to... What? 16 or something like that. AFC was on top, and NFC came back and won.
Did the AFC get any bonus points for Myles Garrett breaking his toe?
No, it should, though.
Yeah.
No.
That was good. I flipped on ESPN actually yesterday to watch a little bit of the Knicks game. I don't know why. I never flipped on the Knicks game before, but I don't know. I was intrigued or whatever because people on Twitter were complaining that the Pro Bowl was going too long and it was interrupting the NBA. And I was like, when have we ever complained about football going too long and interrupting something? But, you know, I guess when it's an exhibition game like that. But I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and talk about the Pro Bowl because I didn't watch the Pro Bowl. And I'm not one of these folks who has to tell everybody, I didn't watch the Pro Bowl. It's no good. How could you sit there
if you
and
wanted
watch
to watch it? That's cool.
It's on you. Yeah, I don't care.
You know, I guess it's better than having a real game. Looks like most of the guys, except for Josh Jacobs, had fun.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Tyreek Hill did get his clock cleaned at one point.
Yeah, he did. Ramsey cleaned
his clock. He cleaned him out big time, that wasn't a flag.
He didn't pull his flag.
he jacked him in the next week.
No.
And Tyreek did have a good tweet after the game. He goes, that goes back to him saying I was just a return specialist. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
remember that a couple of years ago where they were getting ready to take on Jacksonville right before Jacksonville went down the pooper and they traded everybody off of that team. So,
but Saturday was good because somehow they scheduled a bunch of rivalry basketball games together, which was kind of fun. So that there was a lot of college basketball on Saturday, and then Sunday they kind of all punted.
Everybody gave up on Sunday. Sunday was like I actually went out in the yard and raked leaves yesterday.
Try to watch them race around the inside of the Coliseum because I hadn't seen that one before.
Yeah. Oh, that was on last year. You didn't watch that one?
No, I didn't watch that one last year. And then I was curious as to why they were racing inside the Coliseum. But anyway.
Yeah, it's 2 years in a row. I think we're good on that one. I don't need to see that one
that
anymore.
That one, I like the concept, but something's missing.
Well,
like
speed. Yeah.
Speed.
The ability to accelerate. All that. Yeah. All the stuff that's necessary. I don't know, a car race. You got speed, acceleration.
Kind of.
I was like, it's very difficult to watch. I'm like, how fast are these guys? It was like 92 miles an hour.
I think Dove said the highest was 67 miles an hour.
Oh, 67. I swear I thought I saw 90 something. No, I must have been looking at it wrong then. Maybe that's what they wanted to get to or something. But 67 miles an hour. I went faster than that on 69 this morning. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that just, I mean, I get
and
it.
We were
I appreciate
four wide
it.
There, too.
Yeah, no, that's true. I appreciate them going for something different, right? You like to see that kind of stuff with sports. Try something new. Try to capture a new audience. They've done this now 2 years in a row inside the Coliseum. It's just too small to get any speed going, and that's kind of what you want to see is speed, man. I have the need for speed, and you don't really get that inside the Coliseum. But Rob Lowe looked good yesterday, so I'll give him that.
We have a Chris Jones autographed jersey to give away on Wednesday, so be listening for that. You'll have a brand new shirt maybe to wear for the game.
That's right.
Be listening on the 9s and 5s in the 8 o'clock hour. 9s and 5s. See what we did there.
That's right. Will we start it on the 5 though, or will we just start it at 9?
We're gonna start at the 5.
We're gonna start it at the five.
We're giving every opportunity to do that. But gotcha. The 9s and 5s in the 8 o'clock hour on Wednesday, you hear the Chris Jones sounder and be caller number 5. And you'll be registered to win coming up on Wednesday. Get you a Chris Jones autographed jersey. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun for you to win that one. Like you said, autographed as well. You can frame it. You can wear it. You can turn around and sell it. I think it comes with a certificate of authenticity as well.
Sure.
Does it? I don't know.
I
mean, maybe a picture of him signing the jersey or something.
I know he
something.
Signed it. Yeah. So, yeah. And we got it from him. So, you know, those kinds of things I think are pretty legit usually. I can't get enough of this story. Not because I know you can't get enough of the story, but, and not because I'm fully bought in like you are, but Pro Football Reference screwed up, or did they?
Or did they? Yeah.
So the score of the game's been leaked. You're not going to like it.
No, you're not.
But Pro Football Reference had a leaked page of the Eagles beating the Chiefs 37-34
at the
Super Bowl.
So if you know the score right now, get your money in. Get your money in now on the FanDuel app and make your bets. Make your bets, people.
So
make your bets.
They had Philadelphia 37, Chiefs 34 is the final score. And it's great because it's they didn't screenshot the entire page, so I didn't get there weren't any more like stats. I wanted to see some of the stats.
But they did have the attendance and the time of game,
right,
too.
And the Eagles didn't
The Eagles will score 13 points in the second quarter.
The Chiefs gave up a 10-0 lead to start the game.
See, that's interesting because in the last 15 Super Bowls, I read a stat, the team that leads after the first quarter wins the Super Bowl, like in like 15 straight Super Bowls, which is crazy because when you think about it, you're like, wow, if you just get that lead in the first quarter, you got an opportunity to win. So if the Chiefs do cough up a 10-point lead in this game that they had in the first quarter, they'll be the first team in 15 tries that had a lead at the end of the first quarter who didn't win that Super Bowl. So that'll be very interesting if that does happen. But what's more important is that the Chiefs are going to give up 13 points in the second quarter, Josh, it looks like, and then 11 points in the third quarter. And I don't like that.
So is he going for two, or is there some kind of weird how they get the left?
I don't know.
They go for two
and
their touchdown.
Probably missed an extra point and then go for two or something, right? Eight, nine. So field goal.
Oh, missed
two.
An extra point earlier
they got
to get 13.
Yeah. So they went for two. They're chasing points later in the game.
Yeah. And then kicked the field goal.
But time of game, 3:37, too. That seems like a very long football game, doesn't it, right now? Like 3:37, that's a long game. You want to get the 60 minutes. So the Chiefs will score 10 in the first. They'll score 14 in the second. It looks like they're going to be blanked in the third.
So 24-24 at the end of three.
Yeah, and so 24-24, and then they give up a bunch of points going into the fourth quarter on that. I don't know, man. I don't like the way
13,
that thing plays out.
13-10 in the fourth.
Yeah. Not saying I like that
according
a lot.
To Pro Football Reference.
Right.
This comes from at LLM Eagles, guy that covers the Eagles. Uh-huh. He's the one that tweeted one of these out. A bunch of people commented on him, but
Oh, yeah.
I love this. As Pro Football Reference leaked the score of the potential Eagles-Chiefs Super Bowl that's supposed to be played on February 12th. They have been known to do this in the past and have actually been taken down on multiple occasions for leaking correct scores. I don't know why. This write-up makes me laugh. It's like, they've done this before because they've been right.
Yes, they've done it before, and everybody knows what the final score is going to be in this game. Yes.
I guess mark that one down.
All right.
37-34 Eagles.
What if it is 37-34? What will you be saying on Monday morning?
I'll be screaming.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
You'll be screaming on Monday morning.
Yes.
37-34.
If that hits
Philadelphia
right,
with the lead.
Then I'm buying one of your tinfoil hats with the logo on the side.
Well, I got plenty of those for sale if you'd like to purchase one of those. But doesn't it feel like I don't know how you feel about this week, but I'm always going to be a little jaded, of course, as we go into this week. I feel like nobody's giving the Chiefs a chance on this one. I feel like everybody is picking against Kansas City, and it almost feels like a formality, if you will, for the Philadelphia Eagles just to be crowned the champs. And I just don't feel like it is going to be that way. I don't know that there is just a formality of crowning the Philadelphia Eagles. I think it's going to be a great football game. And, yeah, the Eagles or the Chiefs do have some injuries. My cousin texted me last night. He goes, what's the deal with all your running backs? Anybody going to play? I'm like, you mean wide receivers. We don't have any of those. We do have Patrick Mahomes on a hobbled leg. Travis Kelce looks like he should be fine and ready to go. There are some injury concerns. But, boy, I don't. Do you feel like everybody's just already seemingly crowning the Eagles? And when I feel like everybody's on one side and everybody's crowning the Eagles, you got to look to the other side and say, man, I think the Chiefs got a great opportunity. And I think the Chiefs are going to win this football game and send Andy Reid out of the Super Bowl as a winner over his former team and let him get a little kind of, extra out of that deal. So I don't know why everybody is just automatically picking the Philadelphia Eagles to win this game. I'm kind of surprised that so many people are on the Philadelphia side of things.
No, I think the consensus right now, again, it's early in the week, right? Consensus right now is they have a better defense.
Yeah.
And their offense is just as good.
Just as good. Yeah. And I understand
different,
that.
Different, but
yeah.
Just as good. Like,
but if Hassan Reddick and Chris Jones go toe-to-toe and they answer each other's calls, which would be a lot of fun because we only talk about quarterbacks, what if we get defensive players going crazy? What if Chris Jones and Hassan Reddick have got like some sort of kind of side bet going to go, you get a sack, I get a sack. You get a sack, I get a sack. And they're dueling after it. I think that can be a lot of fun to watch. I think the defensive lines and the big star players have an opportunity to be difference makers. And if they're not difference makers, like if Hassan Reddick and Chris Jones aren't difference makers for their team, well, then the other team is going to win that game. I do think it comes down to them playing well and obviously not turning the football over and all that nonsense we talk about. But I just feel like everybody's like looking at the Eagles going, all they got to do is show up and they're going to win. And when people do that, that means the other team is going to win, in my opinion. So I think that the Chiefs are going to slide under the radar all week long. Everybody's going to be talking about the Eagles and let them talk about the Eagles all week long. And then on Sunday afternoon, 37-34, that'll be a misprint right there by Pro Football Reference.
The Chiefs will always be going for it as long as it's not like this. Next.
Fiasco in the Morning, brought to you by Rayner Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology. It's no wonder LiftMaster is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find us at RaynerKC.com. The voice of Chiefs Kingdom, Mitch Holtis, drops by the show every Friday at 7:30, right here on 610 Sports Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's easy, Josh. The red button that says on is the one that you hit.
I was too busy looking at what day it was.
I mean,
it is Monday, along with Bob Fesco. I'm Josh Klingler, beat up producing.
Yeah, right there where it says O-N, on, yeah. That red button.
Yeah,
that
sure.
Red button
sure.
Right there.
That
yes.
One there?
Yep, there
let me
it
see.
Is.
Let me see what happens if I don't.
Yeah, there you go. Josh, he had a really good opening segment as we're live covering
lips,
the Super Bowl here on 610 Sports Radio.
Moving, but, I guess.
Yeah,
so
but you were
Monday.
Really good. Turn your mic on.
Welcome into Monday.
Monday. Is this going to be a long week or a short week, do you think, for folks? I mean, is this going to be one
long.
Of those weeks where, yeah, I think so.
Sunday
I feel
is
like
a long way away.
It really is. It's a long, long way away. Thank God yesterday was so nice. Like I said, I was able to get outside. I raked the leaves a little bit, got some debris cleaned up in the yard. It was a beautiful day outside, kind of passing the time and starting to think like baseball missed an opportunity here, Josh. They should have been playing yesterday.
Like an exhibition?
Yeah.
Like an exhibition
something.
Game.
Just have a game. Get your product out there while people are sitting on the couch on Sunday. You know, we're used to being on the couch on Sunday, right? You have that break like we did this week between the Super Bowl and the conference championship games. Nothing going on. Why didn't baseball stage a tournament? Have one 30-game tournament, winner goes to the World Series.
Oh, wow. Sure. Something.
Something. Should have had something going something. On. That's a missed opportunity by baseball.
Well, the Royals signed Greinke Friday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
5:15.
Maybe we told you that a week ago.
I know, but it was funny. That came like Friday afternoon.
Yeah, they also released their powder blue uniforms Friday midday too. Like that should have been released early in the week. Yeah. We would have had buzz about that all week. That's a miss on them.
We'd have been wearing them.
Absolutely.
Send them over.
Still waiting for like, the City Connect jersey.
I'd have worn them like pajamas all week.
All week long. I'd have been out in the streets wearing them. I'd have raked the leaves in those things yesterday. Those are cool though. I'm glad they're doing that. It makes so much sense to bring it back. They've half-assed it before with the uniforms going half powder blue, half white. Like now they're going the full way. They're giving everybody what they want because I think everybody saw the Rangers, everybody saw the Phillies, everybody saw the other teams that were doing it and going full powder blue. The Minnesota Twins in our own division right now were doing it as well. And the Royals are standing around going, well, we got powder blue tops now. We're releasing the whole uniform. So kudos to them for getting that whole powder blue uniform out. I just wish they would have done it earlier in the week and let everybody get excited about it, not Friday afternoon.
I know. It's very weird. Very, very weird. So the Chiefs are wired to go for it all the time.
That's
ESPN wrote another piece about this and kind of reiterated what Brett Veach has been saying for a long time. As long as Patrick Mahomes is here, they're going to go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And they've proven it. Now, sometimes the go for it looks a little bit different, and it also has to work. Like this year could have been a massive flop.
Sure. Could have been.
And all the naysayers could have been right. Mm-hmm. And the Chiefs shoved it in their face.
Right.
Right. All the naysayers very well could have been right. Like you traded Tyreek Hill and what'd you get? And your offense is taking a step back. Well, yeah, you got all these draft picks, but none of these rookies have contributed anything. It's been far from that.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think they got more production from their rookies this year than any other team in the NFL. I saw some sort of graph about that when I woke up this morning with one eye open. And I was like, the Chiefs get more production and more minutes out of their draft class than anybody else in the NFL.
You'd be hard pressed to probably find as many that played total, like just did something.
Right. Almost everybody but that Kennard kid was a big factor in what they did this year on either offense or defense.
I mean, having all your draft picks, I think, one, make the team.
Yeah.
And then two, contribute is unbelievable.
But
or still be on the team and all those things. Like they exceeded everything. Could have been the other direction.
Right.
None of these guys could have factored in at all. You could have had rookie defensive backs getting torched all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
George Karloftis not playing every game for some other reason or struggling to find his way in the rotation or whatever. Pacheco not being a revelation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's plenty of things that could have went wrong. And the Chiefs just flipped that and like, no, this is and really stuck it to people. So you got to keep doing that if you're going to turn it over like they did. Right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So the bar, you've set a dangerous bar a little bit, but they're going to always.
Well,
continue.
They did. You're right about that. That is a dangerous bar because the last two draft classes have been pretty good for this organization.
What if you have a draft class that doesn't do anything and they need you to do something, you could be in trouble.
Could
right.
Be,
so.
Yes.
So this year was a gamble, and it absolutely paid off.
I think I told you the number yesterday or last week that they got 55% of Tyreek Hill's production for 14% of the cost. That's pretty good.
That's the American dream.
It is. That's the American business owner's dream.
Yeah. And so do they need to keep doing that? Yeah. But also you're in the – Patrick Mahomes is here. Yes, we got rid of Tyreek Hill. That doesn't mean we're going to leave the cupboard empty. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't.
They didn't.
They definitely, you know, it's not like they forgot about the offense and didn't pay attention to what they needed to do on offense. When I got a bunch of receivers, they continue to get receivers. Like, they probably grabbed another one while we weren't paying attention and, like, stashed him somewhere and, like, oh, try this guy next year if it works out. As long as they keep doing that, you're going to be happy, one. And two, you're going to be continually going for it.
Right.
And not have to be the every once in a while go for it. I think their plan is solid. I think there's going for it Rams style, and there's going for it what I think is the Chiefs style, which is continue to get younger, turn it over, avoid bad contracts.
Right.
If they continue to do that, they're going to be in business with the quarterback.
Well, and that's the thing, though. I mean, you can go for it Rams style, but you also have a quarterback that's, 10 years older than Patrick Mahomes, and so you kind of had to go for it in that kind of realm where you had to, like, it's now or never.
Yeah.
The Chiefs don't have to do that. They've got a quarterback that's locked up for the next decade in a very team-friendly contract where they can go out there and still continue to make moves and make their team better. And really, now that you have the ability to draft like the Chiefs have shown over the last couple of years, you can count on draft picks coming in and making a difference. I mean, they all did this past season. And so I think now, I don't think it's unfair to have the expectation of whoever the Chiefs draft moving forward with Brett Veach, you're going to see contributions out of them. Now, you may not see every single player contribute on that team, but you're going to see almost every single player contribute from those drafts and be playing key minutes for you down the stretch. I mean, where would they be without a guy like George Karlaftis or without Trent McDuffie or without Sky Moore or especially Isaiah Pacheco? He may end up being the most valuable pick from your draft because you've got a kid that was picked in the seventh round essentially becoming your number one running back and your number one option at that position right now. And so as long as Patrick Mahomes is here, the Chiefs are never going to have one of those seasons where they take a step back and they're sucking for luck or they're trying to, you know, play for a draft pick or anything like that. It's always going to be go for it mode. And you have to appreciate that. Sometimes it's going to work. Sometimes it's not. But as a Chiefs fan now, when you wake up in the Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid / Matt Nagy era, whenever he decides to take over, when you wake up in that era with Brett Veach as the general manager, Patrick Mahomes as the quarterback, you know that your team is going to do everything it possibly can to put a winner out there and challenge for a championship. You can't say that for every team in the NFL. You can't say that for every team in professional sports. And I think you as a fan have to appreciate the fact that now we've got an organization that isn't going to sit on their laurels or their thumbs or anything like that. They're going for it every year. And the expectation every single year is to go out there and win the Super Bowl. And ownership's going to allow them to do what's necessary to go out there and win a Super Bowl. Because you just don't see that on every franchise. Like, every franchise in sports can say, our goal is to win the championship. But at the end of the day, is it really? Like, for the Anaheim Angels, is it really your goal to go out there and win a championship? Or is it just to fill the stadium and make some money? I tend to think it was fill the stadium and make some money.
Probably so.
And they hit their goal, and that was their goal. But for a fan, you want the goal to win a championship every year. And we've got that with our football team.
And then there's, like, an NBA comparison, kind of. Not really. I don't think. Like, the Dallas Mavericks are now getting credited for going for it.
Yeah, sure.
They went and made the trade for Kyrie Irving.
Right.
I don't want that kind of go for it. I'm not going to praise you for that kind of go. That's desperate. My opinion, that's desperate.
Well, they gave up a lot. I didn't realize he's a free agent at the end of this season. I mean, they gave up basically the farm for this guy.
That's a desperate go for it. I don't want the Chiefs ever be in that mode.
Well, that's when you lose. The desperate right? go for it, yeah.
They're really banking on Kyrie Irving?
Who, you know, may decide he's not playing today because he's tired.
Woof.
But I will give them credit. They did give up a lot. They did go out there. It's better than sitting back and, you know, waiting for Spencer Dinwiddie to take over. So I will give them the credit for saying, all right, we see an opportunity. Let's take a chance. If it doesn't work, at least Mark Cuban can go, hey, we took a chance. This guy's a turd. Now, that is part of the problem. Kyrie Irving is a turd. That's not the guy that I necessarily want to pin my hopes on because, again, he may play. He may not play. He may decide he doesn't like Texas. Who knows what the hell he's going to decide? It's a tough one to put all your eggs into the basket in, but they did it. And I give him credit instead of sitting back watching some other team make the move and go, well, we could have, but we didn't want to give up Spencer Dinwiddie for him.
Also, they got Markieff Morris, in case you were keeping track of Markieff Morris.
Oh, they did. I missed that part of the trade.
I think the Morai
yes.
are part of every trade, I believe, in the NBA at some point in time. Markieff Morris, who was a Net, in case you didn't know, was a Net, will now be a Mav, which will be his eighth team.
That's insane.
Marcus is on his sixth team.
Wow. So between the two of them, they played on 14 teams.
The NBA life. That's
fun.
The NBA life. So go for it, Chiefs. Don't go for it like that.
Go for a desperation mode, but go for it.
Yeah, don't. That's really, really desperate.
Is Juan Gonzalez desperation mode and Benito Santiago, was that desperation mode for the Royals back in the day when they signed those two guys?
Well, I think
Kendrell
so.
Bell, kind of a desperation mode.
Yeah.
Ty Law, kind of desperation mode.
They're too late.
Who was that Peninsula that they signed? Rivas. He was kind of a desperation mode. Like, we've seen some of those desperation mode moves.
I mean, end of career stuff's not bad though. You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
I don't think that those kill you
in football. It does because those guys go downhill fast.
Well, I know, but I'm saying you're not signing like a massive contract like contract extension for Tyrann Mathieu would have been bad.
Would have been a bad deal. Yeah, that would have been a desperation.
Would have been bad. Like, yeah. Getting a guy with a year on a flyer is that's fine. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with most of those.
Okay,
those
are, but Kendrell Bell and Ty Law and them, they weren't yearly flyers. Those were desperation moves to try to win. Now both those guys stunk.
Didn't quite work. Bob's going to try to go there. I'm going to tell you to wait till next Monday. We'll get to this next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Rayner Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology. It's no wonder LiftMaster is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find us at RaynerKC.com. Don't miss the Chiefs Red Half Hour every weekday starting at 11:30 on Cody and Gold on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Speaking of going for it, as we were in the last segment,
yes,
there's also
sir.
The watch out for other teams danger time. Did you catch the T. Higgins report over the weekend?
No, I missed that. Are we trading T. Higgins
now?
Oh,
well, yeah.
I think it's time.
We are.
The Bengals. Yeah. Are we going to trade for him?
This is a report. He could be traded for a top draft pick. The team can't reach an extension, and he's asking for an outrageous amount of money.
Don't you think eventually we're going to run out of teams that are willing to pay wide receivers that outrageous amount of money, though, Josh? I mean, eventually it's going to have to circle back, and like then Kansas City's going to be in that boat in like 20 years from now and go, oh, you know what? We need a wide receiver. Let's trade for that guy. But that's, again, another good move by Brett Veach on the paper anyway, going and getting Kadarius Toney. That was so much for moving forward than it was about this year. If that guy could ever stay healthy and not be Mondi all the time, then we're talking about a great steal. But, I mean, he's injured more than Mondi was injured, and that's almost impossible to do. So I love the fact that Brett Veach has read the tea leaves with the wide receiver position, Josh, and has gone out there and has tried to make moves ahead of that so you don't get stuck holding the bag. Because you look at Cincinnati, and as good as Joe Burrow is, how good is Joe Burrow going to be without all three of those wide receivers? It isn't just one. If all of them decide that they're going, it's going to be very difficult to replace them.
Have they paid any of them yet? No.
No, they have not.
Burrow, Chase.
T. Higgins, Chase. Yeah, I mean, and that tight end that plays in L.A.
Higgins is entering the final year of his rookie deal and was back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons.
Right, and so this is prime trade
now,
T. Higgins. Yeah, T. Higgins will get traded this offseason.
Is he? Yeah. So I'm just saying, look how the Chiefs have kind of built things, and look at these other teams. They're going to be pinched
right
here soon.
The problem is they're all coming due at the same time, including the quarterback, right? They're all coming due right around the same time. And so you're going to have to make a decision, and the decision is pretty simple. I mean, you pay your quarterback and then see what else happens from there. And if you believe that Joe Burrow is a leader of a franchise like Patrick Mahomes or like Tom Brady, then it doesn't matter who his wide receivers and his weapons are. He should be able to make them better. Patrick Mahomes did that this year with, I don't want to say a cast off of wide receivers, but it wasn't exactly a who's who of wide receivers lining up for Patrick Mahomes. and they're sitting here in the Super Bowl. So is Joe Burrow from the Patrick Mahomes mold, or is Joe Burrow from a mold of he needs the other guys to be really good in order for him to be good?
You're paying him, no doubt about it.
Well, yeah, then you're paying
how you're going to surround him. I'd probably pay Jamar Chase, too. And I'd let...
You'd let T. Higgins go.
I'll trade him for draft picks, and I'll try to draft
another guy. So Jamar Chase will be your Travis Kelce, basically.
Yeah, that's
Is Jamar Chase going to be willing to take... I don't want to say less money, but be a guy like Travis Kelce. We're like, hey, guy, we're in this together. Let's do this, you know?
Because Travis Kelce's underpaid, folks.
Very much so. Yeah, very much so underpaid. But him and Mahomes are in this together, right? They're boys. They're buddies. They're best of friends. I mean, we've seen him pass dip on TV in the Hy-Vee commercial before. They get after it, right? I think Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow are like that as well because they played college ball together, you know? So I would think... I'm thinking maybe, you know, Jamar Chase would do something like that and kind of be the running mate for Joe Burrow. But at the end of the day, man, I got to get mine too. I'm not going to watch, you know, this Kirk guy go to Jacksonville and get all this money and me stay in Cincinnati and not get paid just so I can be with my running mate. There's got to be a plan in place and a belief with those two players that the organization is moving forward in the right direction. Again, how fortunate we are to have Patrick Mahomes buying into everything that this organization is doing and kind of being that spokesman for everybody else saying, hey, come play with me. We're here to win championships. We're never not going to be competing. And guys want to be part of that, man. Guys want to be part of that.
All right, today's the final day to play, coming up at 8:20, 8:30, 8:40. Three contestants are going to have the opportunity to register to win a $500 Hy-Vee gift card for your big game spread. Very, very simple. You're going to get 60 seconds on the clock. Answer as many questions about our show's history as possible. Whoever's the best of the three, going to be our final qualifier to win a $500 gift card from Hy-Vee, the official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You can find a huge selection of Chiefs apparel, Chiefs plates, napkins, party supplies. Get everything for the big game on Sunday. Chiefs-themed cookies, cakes, cupcakes, and all the fixins. $500 gift card at Hy-Vee will go a long way. 8:20, 8:30, 8:40, your three final opportunities to get in the hopper for that. All right, you sent this story, and I don't like it.
I know you don't like it, but I do, and I've liked this story for a very long time.
I don't like it.
And it's now starting to make the national rounds. Are we a week away from Tom Brady retiring yet? We're not quite a week out yet from him making that announcement on the beach in Miami. I think that was a Wednesday, right, where he did all that?
The first,
which was today's the 6th, so minus one. That's a few days ago. So we're not
Wednesday,
quite,
yes.
It was Wednesday, yes, right? Yes. So we're not quite a week away from Tom Brady releasing his retirement video. But we're far enough away now where we can start looking around and going, who has the opportunity to be the next? And there was an article written in the New York Post about this. I guess it was over the weekend where they talked about this. Ian O'Connor is the gentleman's name. And the headline is Patrick Mahomes is the only one with a chance to challenge Tom Brady as the GOAT. And I think he is 100% right about that, because the days of Aaron Rodgers challenging for the greatest of all time and being that guy, those days are done, man. That guy's lost way too many playoff games to teams that are lesser than he is. He complains about everybody else, and his numbers aren't up there to beat Tom Brady. And he doesn't have much time left on the clock, right? You're looking at Aaron Rodgers, and what has he got? Maybe one or two more years, depending on where he goes and what he's thinking about moving forward with his career. But Patrick Mahomes has the opportunity, because of youth and early success, to be the guy that chases Tom Brady and knocks down Tom Brady from being the greatest of all time. He may not get there in Super Bowl wins, because 7 is just an insane amount, but we also said the same thing about Joe Montana, Josh. I mean, how many conversations did we have about Joe Montana over the years, and people say, nobody's ever going to beat 4. That's always going to be the magic number. Tom Brady raced right by that and has 7 championships right now. But for Patrick Mahomes, he has the opportunity to do all this, because the Kansas City Chiefs right now with him are very, very young, and he's got his future ahead of him where he can go out there and essentially take care of every major number that Tom Brady has set. In his first 5 seasons, Patrick Mahomes has almost 24,000 yards, 192 touchdowns, 48 interceptions, 1,500 rushing yards, and 12 rushing touchdowns. And Tom Brady in his first 5 regular season games, 18,000 yards, 123 touchdown passes, 66 interceptions, 333 rushing yards, and 3 rushing touchdowns. Patrick Mahomes is blowing Tom Brady out of the water right now. And the game is different. There's no question about it. The quarterback gets more protection. It's become more of a passing league. But that's when Patrick Mahomes is playing. He's playing in this era right now, And he is doing things in his first 5 years that Tom Brady couldn't even have dreamed about doing in his first 5 years. So he's on pace to break his all-time record. And if they get this second Super Bowl win under their belt, Patrick Mahomes immediately becomes the greatest quarterback in the NFL that is playing now, and the only one on the radar, in my opinion, and in this guy's opinion as well, Ian O'Connor, to take down Tom Brady as the greatest of all time. There's nobody else playing right now that has that opportunity.
Again, great. You got to win this one, though.
Got to win it.
If you don't
got
win this to. One, you're in the same boat as you were before, which is you got one and you made a bunch and you're a winner, and then you're Jim Kelly.
You're Jim Kelly, and you don't want to be Kelly. You're
like,
right. Yeah,
if he wins two, then the Burrows, the Allens, the Herbert, they're two down. They will have no chance. If he sits at one, everybody's got a chance, I think.
Sure.
I think it's absolutely wide open. That if you get two in this window, you can start pining for more. If you have a loss in this one and you got to try to then get back there, you know, because then you're a long ways from getting back there again, right? As easy as it's been seemingly for them to do it.
Yeah.
But if they get two, then you can talk, because two is rarefied air.
Mm-hmm.
And then as far as like records and such, yeah, I mean, he's on pace to shatter probably every career record.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to be considered the GOAT, I still think you're going to have gaudy numbers plus a bunch of titles.
Right.
And if he is next Monday sitting at one, that's a long, still
a long way away.
Still a massively long road.
Still a long way away. Sure.
I'll hold off next Monday when we're talking about a win. Then we're like, all right, let's go get him. Let's reel in Brady. But until that happens, I don't know.
But all the direct competitors don't even have one now, too.
That's true. But
you'd have Tom Brady's out.
But next year would, you know, slate's clean. They would all have an opportunity at one. You know what
sure,
I mean? So it's
would.
Like you're not. Lapping the field. Two, you're lapping the field.
You are at that point in time. Oh, two makes a huge difference. We talked a little bit about it last week, how two puts Patrick Mahomes in rarefied air and makes him one of the top 13 quarterbacks of all time, in my opinion, because only 12 right now in the history of the game have two or more Super Bowl championships. Patrick Mahomes would be the 13th when they win on Sunday and beat the Philadelphia Eagles. And so I think that second championship does put Patrick Mahomes in a different category, but he still does have that one scoreboard over all of these direct competitors, whether it be Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, whether it be Justin Herbert. And I think those are the three right now that you kind of have to look at as the direct competitors. I don't know what to think about Lamar Jackson right now and where he ultimately is going to end up and what's going to happen with him, because they're $100 million apart, apparently, on getting a re-signed deal in Baltimore.
Yikes.
But he hasn't had the playoff success. He's not going to have the passing numbers that Patrick Mahomes puts up there. Danny Dimes is going to get paid, but he's not in that category.
Okay, but you can mention all these names, Bob. All of them could win one.
Sure, they could.
You know what I mean? I'm saying, I don't think any of them you could say that they could chase Brady. I think Mahomes is in the category all by himself in that regard, but maybe he doesn't, and none of them do, and it's just a bunch of parody.
Could be. Maybe
it
so.
Could.
It may
could
end
be
up
a bunch of parody
way.
Where you win one, and you win one, and you win one, and it bounces all around.
Maybe it does.
I don't
maybe
want
it
to
doesn't.
Be that way.
Maybe Patrick Mahomes take a stranglehold on this one
that
and
would
then
be
never
great.
Lets go.
That would be great. But the get me two, and then we can talk.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles fans, don't fear the Chiefs enough. We'll get to them next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Rayner Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology. It's no wonder LiftMaster is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find us at RaynerKC.com. Patrick Mahomes joins CDOT every Monday at 2:15 for an exclusive one-on-one interview on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
We're living here in Brett Feed's town. Without him, Patrick is not around. Out at Arrowhead, they're winning games, throwing touchdowns, holding parades. And Travis is catching the ball, dropping dimes to Tyreek and more. And our sacks are coming from Chris Jones. Ty's making plays. We need more parades. And we're living here in Brett Feech Town. living here in Redfield's
town. Kind of surprised to see you back from the Grammys. I didn't know if you'd be here today.
Well, I got to make it back, man. Just because I was up for a Grammy Award for Brett Veachtown doesn't mean I wasn't going to come back for Super Bowl week,
what
Josh.
What category was that in?
Song of the Year. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Lizzo beat me out. Yeah. Mm. Lizzo beat me out. Bonnie Raitt, I think, beat me out as well for Album of the Year. And so I came back quick,
Well, think
man.
Of it this way. Weird Al never won any awards either.
You're right. But everybody knows Weird Al, and everybody knows Brett Veachtown. If you want to get a Brett Veachtown T-shirt or a Jabroni T-shirt or a Burrowhead My Ass T-shirt or probably this week a KC Makes Refs Cry T-shirt because Cheffers is doing the Super Bowl for some ungodly reason, you can get the link by just texting us at 913-586-7610 and B-Dub will kick you the link. It's one link. You can buy all shirts. They're $20 a piece. They're great quality T-shirts and they will last a lifetime.
The Jabroni shirt's just hanging and I just laugh every time I see it. It's so good. So good.
It is, man. It really is. I just think that was a week ago. We were calling out the mayor of Cincinnati, Kentucky, and calling him a jabroni.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. He's back to real business. Like,
yeah, I like
fixing
what?
Potholes and
potholes and hospitals and schools.
Overgrown
and,
yard or, you know, overgrown properties or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Whatever this guy hasn't mowed his lawn in 6 months.
Yep. Yeah. Probably that kind of stuff. Oh boy, those Eagles fans are confident.
Yeah, they are, baby. They're fly, Eagle,
this
fly.
From a,
right?
This a poll one. From our sibling station, WIP in Philadelphia. Which Super Bowl were you more confident heading into?
Mm-hmm.
Versus the Patriots in 17-18 or this Super Bowl? Over 86% of their votes say this Super Bowl.
That's right.
As opposed to the Patriots in 17-18. I guess that makes sense. I don't think the Chiefs are as feared as the Patriots were. Maybe they should be. Maybe you should fear them a little bit more. But the Patriots were always scary. Like,
right.
You always...
Always scared
you
of
always
them, right?
Believed they had the upper hand. Maybe some of you say, because they were cheating. But maybe you felt like they were doing nefarious things. That's fine. They always felt like the evil empire. And like, wow, that's going to take a lot to knock them off. I don't think the Chiefs are in that category. Maybe they should be, though.
I think they absolutely should be in that category, and I think you're right about that. You know, people looked at that Patriot dynasty as a team that you could never beat, no matter who you were, no matter where you were, no matter what the day was. As Tom Brady was going under center for the New England Patriots, you were playing against them. You did not think you were going to get a win. And, you know, I remember going into that first Super Bowl that the Patriots were in New Orleans. It was right after the 9/11 year. And so it was 2002 when it was their first Super Bowl and they were playing the vaunted Rams that year. And I remember the tenor in the conversation all week long during that Super Bowl was there's no way the Rams are going to win this game. There's just no way. And somebody asked Bill Belichick, or nobody's going to beat the Rams. The Rams are going to run away with this thing. And nobody was buying into the Patriots. And Bill Belichick was asked late in the week by a reporter, essentially, what do you say to your team knowing that everybody is picking against you and they can't be beat? And Bill Belichick had some answer, and they won the game, and they never really relinquished being the bully because they went out there and they beat a team that nobody thought that they could beat. And so that's how you have to do it if you're the Chiefs. And I think this is the perfect game to do so because, as we mentioned, 86.4% of Eagle fans are more confident going into this game than they were going into that game against the Patriots. If the Chiefs win this game, I think they start to become that Patriot team where everybody now just believes as long as Patrick Mahomes is there, they're going to go out and they're going to wreck everybody. And so I want to establish that we're putting the fear in God of everybody where you go into a season and for the next 20 years, everybody's picking the Chiefs because of Patrick Mahomes, just like everybody picked the Patriots because of Tom Brady. I want to get to that level. I don't think we're to that level quite yet. But I think a win in this Super Bowl puts the Chiefs in that level where they become the Patriots and everybody fears playing Kansas City and is scared to death to suit up against them.
Except Aaron Rodgers, apparently. Aaron Rodgers, according now reports, has told his agent his trade preferences would be the Raiders over the Jets. He would rather be a Raider than go to New York and play for the Jets. So apparently he wants to come to the AFC West.
Well, I don't understand why he would want to do that other than Davante Adams is his guy and he played with him before and has an opportunity to go to a tax-free state instead of going to New York and being under the spotlight. And that may be it. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, Josh, has played 20 years in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Not exactly a huge spotlight there for Aaron Rodgers. He may decide that playing in a smaller market and for a team that doesn't have a lot of pressure on it, because the Raiders don't, the Jets are going to have massive pressure on them next year, regardless of who they get for their quarterback, whether it's Jimmy Garoppolo, whether it's Aaron Rodgers, whether it's Lamar Jackson, whether they go out and make a trade for Derek Carr. Whoever ends up in New York is going to have a target on his back from Jet fans and media everywhere in New York that now they've got a quarterback, you got to go out there and win a championship. The pressure may be something that Aaron Rodgers can't deal with. I don't think he particularly plays well under pressure. Look at his playoff numbers. They're not that great. So he can go to Oakland, and yeah, you have to play against the Kansas City Chiefs every year, but you also don't have to play against the Jets media every single week and live in that bubble, which is the New York Jets, probably the most scrutinized team in all of the NFL.
And Vegas is not.
And Vegas is not at all. And there's going to be no expectation out there.
They got
there.
One guy that writes for the newspaper there. That's about it. That's about it. That's covering them at this point in time. Davante Adams, meanwhile, was at the Pro Bowl out in Vegas and spoke to NFL Network about being now separated from Derek Carr, it appears. But Rodgers, maybe?
Just understand it's part of the game. You know, I don't have full control, but I do have some. So I control the things I can and the things that I can't. I just, you know, let other people deal with those. And, you know, it's not going to stop us from being really good friends at the end of the day. Still be able to mingle and see him whenever I want to, basically. So it's not the end at the end of the day. Maybe he won't be my quarterback, but still one of my good friends for life, regardless.
Absolutely. We can't help to notice you had some fun on social media talking about Aaron Rodgers can move into your neighborhood. Have you started recruiting Aaron Rodgers to be the new Raiders quarterback?
Duh. Why would anybody not do that? I mean, 100%. That's my guy, obviously, and wishful thinking, but we'll see what happens.
What's your best recruiting pitch?
That I'm here.
I mean, what else do they got?
Duh.
Duh. No state income tax.
I'm here.
I'm here.
I don't know if that's Vegas. I'm here.
I don't know if that's tampering or not, but it's great.
I don't care.
I'm here.
I mean, somebody asked the question, you got to answer it, right? What are you supposed to do if you're Davante Adams, not answer that question, right? I guess you could say, I'm not going to get into that, but why not get into that? Make the recruiting pitch. Look, it's no secret what's going on in Green Bay, right? They want Aaron gone. It seems like Aaron's ready to move on from there. Davante Adams played with him. I don't know. That it sure feels like it. Like it just doesn't feel like those two sides get along. Like they're spouses and they're married for the kids and they're sleeping in separate bedrooms. But if they had it up to them and everything was, you know, cheap and easy, they'd maybe move on from each other.
They know they have Jordan Love, right?
I guess. I don't know. Maybe
they're gonna suck. I mean, if you want to go that route and like get rid of that guy and then stink, I guess.
But they didn't make the playoffs with that guy.
I know. That's the thing. But I don't know.
Why would we pay $50 million to a quarterback to not make the playoffs?
Yeah, I know. Well, because they're not going to make it plus the other guy. You know, save the money?
You save the money.
I guess.
You know, when you're owned by the town, you know, you got to try to save a couple of bucks, I guess.
I just wouldn't be so quick to move on from him if I were them.
I would be. I think this was the year where you gave yourself that one more year and you saw what you had in that one more year. And look, the guy, I mean, you're dealing with drama every week with this guy, right? What better place to deal with drama than Las Vegas and the Raiders? They've dealt with drama their entire time of being a franchise. And so I think it feels to me kind of like the perfect spot for him. Really no chance of winning and being on top, but kind of a fun way to end your career with a guy that you played with for all those years, and maybe you rekindle a little bit of magic out there, and you don't have the pressure of trying to compete and win in New York, because it's not going to be good for whatever quarterback takes that job with the Jets. Yeah. It's going to be bad, because there are more Jet fans in the local and national media than anything else. I mean, you're going to see Jets, and the pressure is going to be so amped up on whatever quarterback takes that job with the Jets that unless they win a Super Bowl, they're going to be looked at as a failure.
I did forget, too, he's building a house in Nashville, so he's also going to be a Titan.
Oh, Nashville as well.
He's also going to be a Titan, but I think everybody builds a house in Nashville at some point now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.